And here we are, folks, live at the 22nd Annual Energy Exposition in Gillette, Wyoming, at the third annual podcast party in the Triple Tower of Power constructed by WIC, Wyoming Insulation Company, joined by Shawnee Christensen of Bodell Construction. Is it Bodell?
Bodell.
Bodell.
Yes, yes.
Say that one more time.
Bodell Construction.
Let's turn your mic up a little bit because you don't go up all the way to the mic yet. We have a rookie here, folks. I think this might be her first interview. Is this your first interview?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, goody, it is, goody. Yes. Can't tell you how many firsts I've been. we even got a joke in the back there. Good deal. So Shawnee Christensen, Bodell Construction. Let's talk about what you do for the oil and gas industry, energy industry. Let's start there, and then we'll go into what you guys specifically do beyond in the construction realm, okay?
Perfect, yes.
Oil and gas connection first.
Oil and gas. We do turnovers at the different refineries. We'll do any work whatsoever that we can self-perform.
So. Self-perform.
Yes.
That's an interesting buzzword. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about what it is Bodell Construction does. Just overall, what's the projects overall. And, you know, scope of what it is that you guys do?
You bet. So we are actually a full service general contractor. We do everything from demolition to new construction and everything in between. So we'll work coast to coast. We work on mine sites, gas and oil refineries, solar, wind, you name it.
Where are you seeing the bulk of your work? Do you know? I mean, I'm sure yours is different than someone else's, but
yeah. Are
you seeing it, any specific area, solar, wind, anything like that?
No solar, wind, okay. No, not so much. We do minimal work there right now. I know that's going to pick up.
Coachy, stay. Sorry, Frackleberry Hound sees a drone.
Oh.
She sees a drone.
God.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, wind and solar, it will pick up. It will get busy, but...
Some of the other areas you mentioned must be picked up then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk
yep.
about those.
Gas and oil refineries, we do a lot of turnovers there. So still busy with that. And then mine sites.
Mine sites? What
yes.
kind of mines? Like, are we talking about the old, like the old silver mines, the old coal
yeah.
mines?
Yes.
Or are we talking landmines?
No, it's okay. gold, silver.
Oh, gold.
Yeah, minerals, all the minerals.
Okay. Some of those minerals out there.
Yes,
we're tiptoeing
copper.
Here, folks, because there's a drone taking some video footage, and Frackleberry Hound, she barks at drones, thinks it's a bird. She's a bird dog. So, all right, I'm taking a look at it. We got an interview set for tomorrow. All right, I'm getting texts coming in. We got drones flying overhead. We got dogs underfoot. Shawnee Christensen is directly sitting across from me, Bodell Construction. Where are you based out of?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, so you
corporate
drive
office
or fly here?
We drove.
Oh.
We drove.
Boy, that's
yeah.
a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah, 8 hours. It was, yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, not you know, terrible.
Once you get back past Utah, it's so interesting how the interstate of Wyoming happens to go in the most boring spots.
Right.
In the most gorgeous state, they found like the most boring spots to put this to put the interstate.
The
I found
road.
That absolutely intriguing to me.
Yeah,
because if you go to Thermopolis, it's gorgeous. You
yes.
go to Jackson, it's gorgeous. You go to the Black Hills, it's gorgeous. Devil's Mountain, Devil's Tower, it's gorgeous. Even in some areas up in that Powder River Rock, what's that, Rock Springs?
Rock Springs,
Rock
yeah.
Springs. You go north of there, that's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Interstate, Snoozeville, USA.
Oh, amen to that.
So,
yeah, it's a long drive.
Let's talk about where you guys do your work. You're out of Salt Lake City. We're here in Gillette.
Yes.
Do you go as far as, you know, east of the Mississippi, or do you stay west of the Mississippi? Let's start with that line.
Nationwide.
Oh.
There's nowhere we won't go.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What are some of the projects that you have currently going that you care to mention? Can
so,
you?
I can,
okay.
yes. We've got some, we're doing a couple refueling stations, one in Oklahoma, one in Duchesne. We're doing a couple water treatment plants. We've got one going over in Maui, Hawaii, right now that we're doing, and another in Utah. We're doing a furnace rebuild in Idaho.
I would bet you that Maui job is really interesting. There's probably meetings separately just on bringing things into Maui because mm-hmm. the no pets allowed type, I mean,
yeah.
the... foliage, anything. I mean, I talked to a guy who did rig mats, and he explained the rigorous scrutiny process, accountability for sending rig mats to Australia, and it basically had to do with beetle larvae.
Wow.
So I can't even imagine about Maui, all the different restrictions they have when it comes to, well, you have to have a special kind of suntan lotion. You can't bring your own.
Yeah.
You got to buy their $80 bottle.
Yeah, they don't like the aerosols.
It's the chemicals in there. It takes out the coral reef, and they're very protective of it. So anyway, rather interesting. I don't know if you guys probably can't talk about that, but what kind of customers are you looking for?
Well, out here, we were hoping to make some new connections in the area. Anything that has to do with our industry, really. You know, there's not excluding anything, to be honest.
Mines, water treatment.
Uh-huh, yep.
Do you do shopping
refineries,
malls?
Refineries. Believe it or not, we do have a commercial division.
Demolition or construction?
Construction.
Because honestly, the demolition of those shopping malls might be the better way to go these days. The way that the online business has taken them out. So
you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. No.
So go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I was just saying, so in kind of conclusion here, what's the walk away? What do you want people to take away from this interview, the bullet points?
Well, I'm going to have to say that Bodell is a fantastic company to work with. So if I were to have a takeaway, it would be come and meet us. Get to know us. We'd love to work with you.
Shawnee Christensen, thank you very much. Bodell Construction.
Absolutely. Thank you.